Well, this is the kind of story, Dave Leventhal, that your group was kind of designed for. I mean, this keeps you in a job, right?
It certainly does.
What we have are these two headlines. One is that the oil spill is not going to be capped until at least August.
Right. Right.
It's the worst, as we know, the worst oil spill in the Gulf, one of the worst in history. And yet, while the oil is still gushing into the Gulf, while they're trying to figure out how to save the wildlife there and the people.
And while Congress is calling for answers.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes. Grilling the BP executives. We also learned that members of Congress have accepted more than $14 million in campaign contributions from the oil and gas industry. And that is according to your group, the Center for Responsive Politics, Dave Leventhal.
And this comes as a surprise to people, not because oil and gas in their industry have not been giving money to politicians in the past. On the contrary, they've been giving tens of millions of dollars to politicians in recent election cycles. But with the economy being so bad, with BP being in the news in the way that it has been, $14 million at just this juncture is a heck of a lot of money. And it really is right on a pace to either equal, if not exceed, the record level of spending from the oil and gas industry to politicians during a midterm.
Okay, but it's no surprise that the oil companies would be offering this money, is it? I mean, that's not really the surprise. The surprise is that these same Congress people who are grilling the executives in hearings are then taking the contributions outside the Capitol Hill.
And this is why we do what we do. We feel it's just absolutely essential to voters knowing what is going on to be able to make that link. They are the very people who are grilling the BPs of the world, the oil companies of the world, but yet at the same time, they've got their hand out, and they're inviting people to come to their fundraisers. They're inviting people to participate in their campaigns in a dollars and cents type of a standpoint, and taking, in some cases, six-figure sums from oil executives, from oil companies, just at this point in the election. And, of course, we still have several months yet to go, and the biggest fundraising often takes place in just the months immediately preceding an election.
Okay, well, you are the communications director for the Center for Responsive Politics. You clearly, your group has a point to make by releasing these numbers. And what message do you think is being sent here to the American people?
Whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a Republican, we want to make sure that people are aware of this so that when they go into the voting booth, they are going to be aware of who is behind the campaigns that the candidates who are running for federal office are running. And this is something that it transcends party. If you look at just the, say, top dozen people who have received money from the oil and gas industry this election cycle so far, there are 8 Republicans, but there are also 4 Democrats.
Well,
Blaine Lincoln in Arkansas is the number one recipient of money. So, the oil and gas industry is an industry that everyone associates with. Everyone puts gas in their car. It's a huge, huge industry and a major player. So, we feel that it's very important that people are, at the very least, aware of these numbers.
And you pretty much point out that although incumbents are taking the most money, nearly everyone is taking some. Has anyone turned this money down?
There have been some people here and there. Almost nobody has not had some donation come from some oil executive somewhere or the political action committee of an oil company elsewhere. There have been some people, though, as a result of the BP situation, who've been sending money back or who have said that at least at this point, they're probably not going to take BP money going forward just because clearly to them it's politically untenable.
But Dave Leventhal, that suggests a little pushback here. I mean, aside from the fact that the congressmen may be getting their money quicker than some of the people who are looking for claims from BP, and that's pretty outrageous. I mean, if everybody's taking it, it's kind of like background radiation. It has a net effect. I mean, what specific effect on BP or on oil policy or subsidies is going to be the result of this money being taken?
When somebody gives a campaign contribution of $1,000, $2,000, that's probably not going to change the way a lawmaker votes on a particular issue. It's probably not going to change the way, in a singular way, that a lawmaker acts towards a certain industry. But if lawmakers start giving back this money, start denying access to the people who are giving the money, then that hurts the company, that hurts the industry, because money so often, when it comes to campaign contributions, is about access. It's about buying your way into that fundraiser so that you can glad hand with the politician. It's about building a relationship with that politician. So when things get tough for your industry, when things get tough for your oil company, you'll have that connection to draw upon. And we've seen this time and again. We've seen this with BP.
Responsive politics, I guess, is the idea.
And that is who he works for, the Center for Responsive Politics.
But he means responsive in a different way, I
think. Yeah, exactly. Dave Leventhal is the communications director for CRP.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.